And on the KSRO live line, the California cannabis lobbyist and Sonoma resident Amy Jenkins is here. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Glad to have you. And also from the Spark Dispensaries, the CEO of Spark is Eric Pearson. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about the official marijuana appellations. SB 67 is rolling around in the California state legislature. And to the two of you, I sort of have this image now of the wine industry and the cannabis industry walking hand in hand along the beach. Are we getting closer and closer to that?
I certainly think so.
So the Appellations Bill, and this is wine grapes have enjoyed this distinction for many, many years now. Of course, the product, the crop, depends on where you plant it, right?
That is actually correct. That is correct. And this bill seeks to mirror the Appellations program established for wine for cannabis.
And Eric, talk about what kinds of distinctions there might be. Like, what might these appellations be called when it comes to marijuana cultivation?
Well, how they get named, I think, is to be determined. I know there's a lot of interest in certainly naming them after the wine appellation, since those are already established. There's a lot of work that's already been done as far as different soil types and different weather types and whatnot has been done for grapes. So I think there's a lot to look at there for sure. But, you know, an appellation as the state is proposing it would be you'd be required to grow the plant in the soil and would in under the natural sunlight, much like grapes. There's been conversations in the past about whether or not appellations should be assigned to indoor cultivations or what we call mixed light or greenhouse cultivations, but it looks like the state is heading in what I feel is the appropriate direction, which is, you know, a place on the earth where the plant grows in a natural environment, and that's what we'll ultimately define.
State Senator Mike McGuire is behind it, Assemblyman Jim Wood also. And Amy, talk about why this distinguishment would be important to the marijuana industry.
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons for it. First of all, we have different ways in which cannabis is grown in California. So you have, as Eric alluded, you have outdoor. We also refer to that as sun-grown and mixed light, and then indoor. The reason this bill is important is because I think there was a real desire on the part of sun-grown cannabis farmers and mixed light cannabis farmers to preserve the integrity of what an appellations program truly is. And so what this bill does is it provides those parameters so that when you are growing cannabis, let's say in the Sonoma Valley area, and you want to designate your cannabis as Sonoma Valley grown, you can be assured that the integrity of that appellations program and your product is protected. So it really is about branding and protecting the integrity of where it's grown and creating a global marketplace at some point.
Yeah,
when we decide to legalize.
And Eric, who is the CEO of Spark Dispensaries, Eric, there's got to be built-in cachet here, right?
As it pertains to the existing wine industry, absolutely.
Yes, right. Yes. So something you can piggyback
absolutely
on.
Yeah, for sure. I think I've heard some rumors or some mumblings from within the wine industry that, hey, you know, we've done a lot of work and the cannabis industry is going to come in and sort of freeload off of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of appellations that are going to rest heavier on the cultural component that's related to appellations with cannabis, too. So if you go up in Mendocino and Humboldt County, where you have, you know, the Spy Rock region, Covelo, where you have these different regions of where cultivators have been growing for years. You have different phenotypes of different types of strains that are growing up there. So I think we'll see some of that. That'll vary from wine. But for the most part, you know, if we're looking at soil types and we're looking at weather patterns, it's very similar. You know, that Pinot grows out on the coast where it's wet. And so that's an Appalachian type. That's going to be various types of cannabis is going to do better than the next with more moisture towards the coast, right? So, you know, the weather and the soil and the environment which a grape plant is in, you know, that's it's another plant, right? So it's going to look very similar in many instances.
Is the wine industry raising arms and up in arms about this, Amy?
No, not at this time. In fact, there has been a process that has been underway with the California Department of Food and Agriculture, which are tasked with developing this framework. And the McGuire bill puts a little bit more belts and suspenders around it. And they've provided a lot of comments that have been generally favorable and are in furtherance of really the goal of this bill. So I expect you'll see some public support for the McGuire bill going forward, and we are not aware of any opposition at this point in time.
I would think that the entire agriculture culture would be behind this, yes?
Well, we'll see. The bill was amended very late in the process. It's actually, it's not a new concept, but it's a new bill. And once things are officially in print is when you begin to see where your support and opposition lies. But I think generally speaking, I think anything that furthers the integrity of the Appalachians program for wine grapes is going to be embraced by the broader ag community. And that's in fact what this bill does.
Very much so. And I want to ask each of you before I let you go that about the cannabis industry at large during this pandemic. How's business? Eric, we'll start with you.
Well, it's not as great as it could be. It's down, certainly. From a retail perspective, sales are down. We're seeing a large shift consumers ordering online. So we were lucky enough to have launched a new e-commerce website that allows our members and our customers to go and order it in advance online. So we're seeing a lot more delivery, you know, and a lot more order in advance and come pick it up in the store. So minimizing the amount of time someone spends in the store. And then we're seeing lines outside the stores, right, with 6-foot social distancing and whatnot. So that slows down the amount of transactions that business can do. Of course, delivering and in-store pickup kind of speeds it up too. But in general, you know, people aren't getting out as much. They're not as comfortable getting out of the home as much. So we're seeing sales slightly lower is what we see here in Sonoma County.
What kind of restrictions are there on cannabis delivery at this point?
Well, you know, delivery is a component. From the state's perspective, if you have a retail license, you can deliver. But these rules are all governed by local jurisdictions. So depending on what jurisdiction you're in, you can deliver or not.
Can we look forward, Amy, to any significant movement in the banking arena of the cannabis industry?
That's a great question and an ongoing challenge. We have kind of a two-pronged strategy in California. We have been working on amendment to one of the future economic stimulus bills to provide a safe harbor so financial institutions can actually bank the cannabis industry and not face any sort of federal prosecution for doing so.
Yeah.
So that's a strategy we're advancing at the federal level. And then we have bills in the legislature that seek to allow for some limited banking. There's two bills that are moving forward right now. There's a lot of concern about our inability to bank in Sacramento, but really a real fix is going to happen at the federal level, and we have a lot more educating to do.
Very good. We will be watching SB 67, the new legislative bill in California to add marijuana appellations to the branding and marketing of that product. Eric Pearson is CEO of the Spark Dispensaries. Eric, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Amy Jenkins, a lobbyist for the California cannabis businesses and a resident of Sonoma. Amy, thank you for being here.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.